Hey guys, this is Silence again. I have my co-star here who is going to go unnamed. And right now we're going to talk about the topic of discussion is what women deserve when it comes to relationship men. Just men, period. So we're going to talk about what women deserve and what we should deal with and what we should allow.
And so, what we should do.
Yeah,
and
when
realize.
They act a certain type of way. So right now we feel a certain type of way because we're confused on men that say, I love you, baby, I love you, baby, I love you, baby. But then they act a certain type of way when they drink or when they smoke or when they get outside their comfort zone.
Also, I have heard that when people get drunk, the truth comes out, you know, the truth comes out. And okay. I am a victim of someone who is in a relationship and I've always heard this, I love you, you were in love. And then for the first time, I'm experiencing him being drunk. And it's confusing me, and it's heartbreaking, kind of, you know? And I'm confused because...
It's like a whole other person.
It really is. And yeah. Then another thing is, I've listened to a scripture, like a devotional YouTube scripture, and it says...
Where did you find that? Tell the people where you found it.
I can't remember. I can't. But okay. I've listened to it, and it basically gave me the knowledge of realizing and paying attention to the way the person that you are getting to know or you are with, the way they talk to you. Pay attention. Do you talk to your mother like that? Pay attention to the way they talk to other people.
The signs. Red flags.
Just basically pay attention to the signs.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Think about it.
So what did you learn after all this? Like, what are you... Like,
I'm learning right now, like...
Like, in this very moment. Because we're recording right when we feel this way.
It's so hard. It's so hard because I really love this person.
You feel heartbroken
a
little bit.
I do. I really love this person. And it's just like, damn. And, like, when I listen, like, that scripture popped in my mind. Like, pay attention to the way they...
And you feel conflicted a little.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love him. But, damn, is this for real? Like, I'm twisted. I don't give a fuck if I'm allowed.
No, you're good. You're doing good.
I'm twisted. What I mean by twisted is I'm
confused.
Everywhere. I'm
yeah.
confused.
You're very emotionally distraught from
very,
this.
Very, because I'm like, okay, listening to the scripture is very true.
So I wonder, the question is do other women feel this way where they get into a situation where they love a man and they're getting to know a man and they feel when that man drinks or when he expresses himself differently, do you feel the same type of way? Like, this is a very open conversation where you have to question yourself spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Do I deserve this is the question. Do I deserve this? And if you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, do I deserve this? And as a friend... With this spiritual friend that I'm with right now, when she speaks this way, even knowing this other human being that she's referring to, I still feel like she should be true to herself. And as a friend, being friends with somebody else, you have to make sure that you are that friend to the other human being because there are so many women out here being abused and betrayed mentally, physically, and emotionally that they don't deserve that.
And you know what? I want to be honest right now, and this is real shit. Maybe I love hard. I love hard regardless of anybody. If I'm feeling somebody, I love hard. I don't give a fuck right now.
I said you're good. Okay, sure.
And I feel like this. I feel like the guy that I am dealing with right now, I feel like maybe I just want him around. Because I'm struggling right now. No, not even that. I'm lonely. I need help. And I just,
but what about the dick, though? Let's be real.
I mean, the dick is good.
It's good. So do you
and
want the dick and the finances?
Connected. Like,
I'm
yes,
in the same similar
I
situation
I
where I want the dick and the finances.
And the finances, and I want the love.
But you don't want the discomfort.
I don't. I want the love. I need
you want
love.
The love.
I need, in the
and
first
a lot
time
of men have
him.
A hard time being and doing the love part, like, along the way. They do it in the beginning. And then they stop for
it
some reason.
Down.
So, men, if you want to comment on this, tell us why eventually, once you get the pussy and you reel that pussy in, why is it that you stop? Why is it that you stop whining and dining the pussy? I mean, really, that's what we're talking about, right? Because they're not being the same person they were when we first met them, correct? they change. They turn into someone else.
Definitely. Like, they start showing their true colors, and then it makes you start thinking, like, makes you start questioning yourself. Like, is this
And just so fun? The listeners know, we are very beautiful, confident, hardworking women. We don't look for a man to take care of us. No. We are very independent within ourselves, but we like that extra added comfort.
I mean, who doesn't?
And it seems like today on fucking Christmas Eve, we're almost about to be at Christmas, niggas is showing they ass. Like, we don't know what's wrong. It must be men's period day. Thank you, listeners. Comment. Let us know what's going on. And we're open to hearing, like, a man's point of view, because we don't have one here right now. But just, you know, this is some serious trill brawl shit. Like I told you, Silence Vibe podcast on the low. Good night, everybody.
Good night.